resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are less than an hour away from giving away another $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. We'll do it at 2:50. 2:50, right after Sam Peters. And the good thing is all of the daily winners, they go into the hopper, and on Friday, tomorrow, we'll end up picking a $100 gas card winner. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do all that. It's going to be so much fun. This is one of the neat things that we get to do in radio. Me and the staff, we always talk about what we call listener benefits, and that's, you know, where we can make your life better. When Gentleman Jim in doing a traffic report gives you an alternate route to get home or to get to your next sales appointment because of some problems on the 215 or I-15 or where, whatever it might be, we give you that opportunity. And we call it listener benefit. When we give away tickets to concerts or sporting events or whatever it might be, we end up essentially making your life better. And $50 in free gas, that would make my life really better. Stay where you are. Sam Peters joining us in just a couple minutes. We're going to talk about the world as it is and the way we'd like it to be. We'll do that, and we'll also talk about the race in CD4. This is going to be an important election coming up next Tuesday. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A shooting with multiple victims has taken place Thursday at the Columbia Machine Manufacturing Plant in Smithsburg, Maryland. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office says that multiple people were shot around 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and that the shooter is no longer a threat. WCSO posted on Facebook, Quote, at this time, the sheriff's office can confirm that there are multiple victims and the suspect is no longer a threat to the community. This is a rapidly evolving incident, and we will release information as we are able. Democrat Congressman David Trone tweeted, quote, we are actively monitoring the mass shooting in Smithsburg, and our office is in contact with officials on the ground. If you are local, please stay away from the area as law enforcement responds. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol get underway in prime time this evening. Washington correspondent Mary Claire Jelinek reports the committee has paid a lot of attention to the Trump White House.
They've really talked to a lot of White House people, so I think we'll see a lot of focus on the White House and Trump, but also of his allies and some of the people who were organizing the rally beforehand.
While New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the House's number three Republican, says the committee and its investigation are both illegitimate.
This committee is not about seeking the truth. It is a smear campaign against President Donald Trump, against Republican members of Congress, and against Trump voters across this country.
The hearings begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 638 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index dropping 332, with the S&P 500 lower by 97. Oil down 60 cents to close at $121.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, as production of infant formula ramps up to ease nationwide shortages, local agencies are warning grocery store shelves may still be understocked for weeks, even months longer. Abbott Laboratories restarted its plant in Michigan over the weekend, saying it's working as fast as it can while maintaining safety measures to produce high-quality formula. A report from Bloomberg on May 15th said Las Vegas had been hit the hardest in terms of the formula shortage, with more than 50% of the formula out of stock across the Las Vegas Valley. Officials with help of Southern Nevada say they fear current efforts will not restock local shelves fast enough. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to go up in Clark County. The Nevada Hospital Association says hospitalizations are up in both general wards and intensive care, but it's not stressing out the system. The number of people currently hospitalized in Clark County with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 increased from 230 last week to 276. The number of new cases per 100,000 is 217 instead of 256.
Fix is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, those lane limitations continue through the Orange Cones downtown on Interstate 515. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, 515 westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes available through the construction there, too. So give yourself some extra time.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. We have an election coming up next Tuesday. Early voting ends tomorrow, and then it's on to Tuesday and Election Day. When we will find out the results is anybody's guess. A guy that will be more than casually watching the returns is Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4, and he joins us. Sam, how you doing? You sprinting to the finish line?
Kevin Wall, you know I am, my friend, running as fast as we can to get all these people contacted, make sure that our message is out there, and do the very best we can to get all the votes in ahead of the 7 p.m. closing of the polls on Tuesday.
I'm just curious as far as early voting. I have not seen a lot of numbers. I don't know if it's up or down or somewhere in between. What is your sense of what's going on out there as far as the early voting?
The numbers I'm seeing show us considerably down from 2020, which is not unheard of. You know, 2020 being the presidential year, the midterms generally have a little bit lower turnout. It's not significant change with the numbers versus 2020, in my opinion. People are getting out there. We're watching them. We're watching some numbers come in. We're still dialing, talking to voters. We've got people out knocking doors. Obviously, hitting all of the social medias and other medias we can as well. So we're doing everything we can. We feel like we're hitting all of the avenues to reach out to voters, and we're going to continue doing that all the way through Election Day close.
Without getting too deeply into the weeds, the technology of running an election and getting out the vote and all of that, it's become kind of a science. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about the people who, A, have already voted, and the people you'd like to be able to shepherd to the polls?
Well, there is. So in primaries, obviously, with Nevada being a closed primary, we focus, and we have the data from the GOP. They share data with campaigns. And we have that information that shows, you know, what voters have historically voted in a primary versus those who haven't. You can pare down as far as, you know, people who are who have never voted in a primary. You can look at people who are newly registered in Nevada. They haven't voted in a primary, but they've just registered, so that likely means they moved here recently, or people who have just changed over from Democrat to Republican. They're likely to vote in the primary because they're engaged and motivated. There is quite a bit of science to it, and we've got people that are looking at those numbers and targeting our campaign in the right direction. We feel that people are going to get to the polls. They're going to vote for our campaign and our messaging, and hopefully at the end of the day on Tuesday, or when the results do start coming in, we'll be the ones on top, and we'll start focusing heavily on the general election and getting Stephen Horsford out of office.
Stephen Horsford has been busy. In fact, the congressional vote on raising gun buying age to 21, was Stephen Horsford a co-sponsor of that bill?
He certainly was. It's funny, too, because not only did he co-sponsor it, and this bill that's put together to raise the age to 21, about a month ago, and just shy of a month ago, the Ninth Circuit Federal Court said that the California law that did much of the same was unconstitutional. So this is what the Democrat-led House of Representatives, to include Stephen Horsford as a co-sponsor, these are the things that they're working on, things that the federal court has already said are unconstitutional. These people will do anything to drive emotion and put emotion in public policy, which is exactly where it should not be. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in our country to make our communities safe. Raising the age and wasting time on bills that they know are unconstitutional is not the work that the American people want them to be doing, and it's certainly not the work that I'll be doing once I get there.
And now, tonight, there's going to be a sham, a show trial, if you will, on the January 6th attack, and it begins 5 o'clock our time. What do you expect? Do you expect fireworks, or is this just a dog and pony show?
I think it's been a dog and pony show from the beginning. It's the Democrat Party. When Nancy Pelosi says that two of our strongest Republicans, our most outspoken Republicans, cannot be on that council because they had a relationship with Donald Trump, you know it's a sham from the beginning. So my question yesterday was, you know, in response to Chuck Schumer, who was making comments about a Supreme Court justice paying the price for his vote. And then the attempted attack on his life at his home. Is there going to be a January or a June 8th council to investigate Schumer? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just insanity what these Democrats are doing. They are not doing the work of the American people. They are not doing the work that is going to keep our country a constitutional republic. And they need to be removed. All of this nonsense and theater, political theater, is not what what Americans want, not what our citizens want, and we need to get back to what's important to our country.
Meanwhile, we've got Brett Kavanaugh, an assassination attempt made on his life, and I don't see that we're going to have any investigation there either. I guess my question is, why does this crazy stuff keep happening? I mean, and this has nothing to do with guns; it has to do with crazy people.
No, it has to do with accountability, Kevin. There's no accountability. I mean, when you have, you can look at these shootings that are happening. These people who just committed these shootings, these crazy people, as you mentioned, where were their parents? The last two, Buffalo and Uvalde, both of them had just turned 18 years old. Both of them had broken families and lots of things happening in their life. But more than that, they were both on social media posting about what they were going to do, what they were thinking, and they were just out of touch with reality. And their friends and their family knew it. This is not something where, you know, we've got people talking about red flag laws now. Well, a red flag law, they say, may have stopped this. Nonsense. The people closest to the people who are committing these crimes, the parents, the friends, the teachers, etc., they have a voice, and they can bring attention to these things well in advance. But all too often in our society, it's gotten too easy to just turn the other cheek and not step up and do the right thing. And that's part of something that needs to change in our society. So it's not about red flag laws, and it's about handling people at the community level and holding people accountable. And again, it all comes back to accountability. And when we've got legislators that are putting these you know, restorative justice type laws in our schools and just giving criminals, you know, get out of jail free cards, that's not going to keep our community safe, and we need to get people back in office that will not only support the police but will be hard on crime.
Let's go to the news desk and gentleman Jim Dallas with some breaking news about a school incident involving the police. What do you have for us?
Yeah, we're hearing now, Kevin, we got a phone call here at the radio station, too, from a parent of one of those school kids at Palo Verde High School in Summerlin. There's a large police response right now, and we're told that the school has been on a hard lockdown because apparently they received an email threat that basically dogs are currently searching that school for a bomb threat right now. So that's what we have right now. It's a very fluid situation. Dozens of parents are congregating in front of the school out of concern for the kids attending these summer classes at Palo Verde High School in Summerlin. So if we have any more on that, then we can bring it to everybody.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. So there you have it. These things keep happening. And again, this is not necessarily about guns. It's about bombs, which obviously not good. Your quick reaction. I know it's a very fluid situation and a breaking story.
Yeah, and the police are on scene. I'm reading that it's a hard lockdown at the school. So hopefully they're doing what they've got to do to clear that school. You know, when I was in high school, bomb threats were occurring, and that was 30 years ago. These are things that occur from time to time, and you got to deal with them. Now, the other piece of that is, like I was just saying, the people who are making these threats to our schools and to other soft targets out there, they need to be held to account. We cannot let them off the hook, and we need to be tough on them. This is not a time in our society, the world we live in now. It is not a time to be soft on crime. We want our cities back. We want our streets back. We want our country back. And the only way we're going to get there is making sure that the criminals are not causing more havoc like this.
After tomorrow, it's on to Election Day, Tuesday. I know in a general election, there's a lot of get out the vote activity. What about for your campaign in a primary?
Absolutely. We've actually been doing get out the vote activities regularly all day long since I think it was May 28th when the primary election or the early voting started. We will continue that through tomorrow and the weekend. And then on Monday and Tuesday, it'll continue some more. On Tuesday, we'll be out at the different polling locations at the proper distance from the polls. But we'll be out saying hello to voters and doing all the things that we can do to try and earn those votes and take this thing home.
I ran into Joe Gloria last night, and he sounded very upbeat about what's going to be happening on Tuesday. What is your sense about the changes that have been made to the election system? And are you confident that we're going to know something about your race and some of the other races Tuesday night?
I think there's a lot of work that still needs to be done to secure our elections. I'm not a fan of the machines. I think there's vulnerabilities there that still haven't been answered from the 2020 election. I think the mail ballots, mail out ballots to everybody that's an active voter is not appropriate. I think there's, again, a lot of work to be done. As far as results, last primary election, it took us about 6 days to find out who the winner was. And it was probably 11 o'clock at night, I think, when we got our first look at the early results. So, you know, I'm hopeful. We'll see what's going to happen on Tuesday night. But, you know, we'll be watching, like you said. We'll be celebrating a well-run primary election, and hopefully we'll be celebrating something else.
Okay. What will your campaign be doing between now and Tuesday?
Again, it's all about voter contact and voter outreach. We've got the volunteers that are on the phone. I've been on the phone most of the morning, and I will be this afternoon. And it's all about contacting voters who have not voted yet, making sure they know where to go, when they know when to go, and then giving them the best message that we can and knowledge that we're going to fight for them as best we can once we are elected. So,
where are you going to be on Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, yes, I am at the Santa Fe. We are in the Ion Ballroom. We'll be there from 7 to 10 or later. And, you know, we'd love to have folks come out and celebrate with us, celebrate the campaign that we run. And just, again, hopefully those results will be coming in, and we'll do the very best we can, and we'll celebrate that as well when they do come in. And it's, you know, Tuesday, Santa Fe Station Casino, Ion Room, 7 to 10 p.m.
Sounds great. Sam, you have a good final, 5 days till Election Day, and we will talk again soon. I can promise you that. Thank you so much, my friend.
Kevin, thanks so much for having me. Thanks for all your support this entire race. I appreciate it, my buddy.
Sam Peters, the Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the really cool stories of the last week or so, the recall of the district attorney in San Francisco, And Chesa Boudin is the guy in question. Last night, though,